This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First, we have to talk about Sunday night's Emmy Awards on ABC television. Homeland, the big winner for Drama of the Year.
Yeah, I was surprised. I knew I loved that show, but and you know, you knew some people like Claire Danes would win, but you just didn't have a feeling like it was going to be the thing that would take down the two AMC shows, and so it was, you know, it was really great. And if people haven't discovered that show, the first season only had 10 or 12 episodes, so you could watch them and then start watching the new season, which starts, you know, quickly.
Well, it's great news for this program because the DVD release was like last week, the first season, and the new season starts in a week or so.
Right.
So perfectly timed. Mad Men, which had been a perennial winner and had had a season that critics had liked very much, not only didn't win Best Drama, didn't win an award Sunday night.
No, I think they got one creative award and the rest was a shutout. And that is really, I don't know if they were getting a slap for some of the choices they made, which I know we liked, but a lot of critics question. I don't know. I mean, they really spread the wealth among other shows.
Could it just be a tip of the hat to, as we had mentioned on this program before, there's just a lot of good drama on television right now.
Yeah, and you know, with Mad Men, if it had won five in a row, you would have to go, well, gosh, was there nothing else? You know, looking back over time, and there really was so much good TV out there. But, you know, I thought if something was going to beat Mad Men just off, you know, popularity, it'd be like Breaking Bad or Downton Abbey. But they both did get some love in the other categories. But it was Homeland, and I was surprised. And that is a really smart, well-done show. And, you know, on the comedy side, Modern Family. I mean,
third year
we're having
in
the
row.
Same conversation we were having last year at this time that they swept. And then rewarded a pair of their actors again that had already won, which those are great actors. And so you kind of look and you go, well, Modern Family did pretty well. Even Louis C.K.
Won a couple of writing awards.
A couple of writing awards, and they spread the wealth around, Downton Abbey, Homeland. And then Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus won. And then just to keep us honest, they give us John Cryer.
Big winners last night. Homeland has politics at the center of its story.
Right.
Veep,
right,
nonpartisan, you would argue, but it's set against a political backdrop. Then, of course, The Daily Show, SNL, Colbert. Politics playing a very vital, pivotal role in many of the shows. This is an election season. We're about to go into a stretch where politics is really going to dominate, especially for comedy and variety shows. Does politics make for good television?
It can. It depends. I noticed SNL has made a change in their Barack Obama impersonator, and I think that was maybe just to freshen it up. And he's just not as, I mean, he's just, you're not going to get as much out of Barack Obama impersonations as you will out of Sarah Palin or George Bush or Bill Clinton.
Well, either, it seems like either of the political President Obama or Governor Romney seem
as easily
to satire
accessible.
Or parody,
yeah, as easily
as Bill Clinton or George Bush or
Sarah Palin,
right.
So that's interesting for Saturday Night Live, and then Daily Show, Colbert, Bill Maher, all of those shows. This is their prime season.
The difference, of course, Saturday Night Live, I think, has a more difficult job. Because whereas Bill Maher and Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart and others can use the real-life events and sort of riff off of them, I think we still expect Saturday Night Live to give us skits. So we want to see a caricature of a politician doing something funny and unexpected.
The political humor, it's not as thick this time because we don't have both a Democrat and a Republican. We didn't have a primary for both parties.
Right.
I mean, it seems kind of like the election is in November, you know, in a way, because it's not like there was this long, huge buildup like last time. But, you know, we've had some moments. We had Clint Eastwood with his chair, and we had Bill Clinton coming out and re-energizing that party. And so it's interesting.
You know, Saturday Night Live did a filmed segment on Clint Eastwood in the chair, and I thought it was a swing and a miss. I thought it was about Clint Eastwood going on tour with the chair, and I just didn't think it was funny at all. I thought they missed a huge opportunity there. But I will say, I think the funniest thing I've seen, the smartest thing I've seen in this political season was something that Saturday Night Live ran this week about the undecided voter.
This election will determine the future of our country. And this election will be determined by the undecided voter.
It seems that more than 96% of voters have already made up their minds about this election. Well, I guess some of us are just a little bit harder to please. We're not impressed by political spin or 30-second sound bites. Before you get our vote, you're going to have to answer some questions. Questions like,
when is the election? How soon do we have to decide?
What are the names of the two people running? And be specific.
Who is the president right now? Is he or she running?
You know, when they're on, they're on. It's not as frequent.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.